one of your major priorities making its way through the process, hopefully on its way to the House soon as we record this, and that's in the form of Senate Bill 190. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, so Senate Bill 190 was one of my big priorities starting this session. When I was running for re-election to the Senate, I spent a lot of time talking with constituents, and one of the issues that came up frequently with a lot of our seniors was the fact that we've seen really dramatic increases in real estate property taxes in recent years, and a lot of our seniors have been at risk of being taxed out of their home. The original filed bill had a provision in it that capped the amount that property taxes could increase on a senior's residence once they reach age 65. And the bill that we actually passed out of the Senate this week, what it does is it caps whatever a senior is paying in property taxes as of their 65th birthday on their primary residence. It caps those taxes at whatever that rate is. So then a senior never has to worry about seeing any fluctuation in their real estate taxes or worry about being taxed out of their home. We added on the floor a provision that I filed as a standalone bill that would exempt Social Security from state income taxes. Right now, Missouri is one of only 11 states in the country that still taxes Social Security. And so this is, again, another way for us to put more money back in the pockets of our seniors, many of whom are on fixed incomes and we know are struggling with the increasing costs of gas and groceries and everything else because of inflation. And this is another way to give them some support and a tax break.
You talk about the fixed income aspect of it again, and especially on reassessment years, the last few years have been major increases in property taxes.
Yeah, we've seen major increases in property taxes. We've seen major increases in the cost of consumer goods. And for those who are on fixed incomes, which includes many of our seniors, it really puts a lot of pressure on them. This is a way when we've seen record historic budget surpluses in the state of Missouri to be able to give a portion of that back to our seniors to make sure that we're taking care of them.
When you fix that rate, does that apply to if the person stays in the same home past 65?
Yeah, so once somebody turns 65, whatever their rate is on their primary residence, it would be frozen at that point, so their tax rate could not go up. And it would actually come back to them in the form of a refund, which they do not have to apply for, so it would be automatic. And then, of course, if the house were sold to somebody who is under the age of 65, then that property would be eligible for reassessment. And then obviously the tax rate could change based on that. But this locks in the tax rate on the primary residence of all of Missouri seniors.
The Senate version has already made its way through the upper chamber. We're looking at hopefully the House version of a bill that deals with the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department.
Yeah, so I sponsored a bill at the beginning of session, which passed out of the Senate, and we actually just had a hearing in the House. The companion bill that was sent over from the House of Representatives, we just had a vote on that in my Judiciary Committee, and we voted it out of committee. And what that bill does is, among other things, it removes the salary caps for officers with the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department. We've seen in recent years a lot of difficulty in Kansas City and in other large cities around the country. The difficulty of recruiting and retaining police officers, and certainly pay is one of those components to that, making sure that you compensate your officers appropriately. The Kansas City Police Department is one of the only police departments in the state that under state statute caps the amount that an officer can make at various different ranks. And so what we did is we removed those salary caps from the statute to give the Board of Police Commissioners, which runs the police department in Kansas City, the flexibility to allow the market to determine how much an officer should be paid. Again, we're hopeful that with increased salaries for our brave men and women in law enforcement, that they'll have an easier time both recruiting and retaining police officers to keep us all safe.
Whether it's the House or Senate version, either way, it may make a difference too. Either or both of these would take effect on August 28th?
Yeah, there is no emergency clause for either of the bills, and so both bills would take effect on August 28th if they were signed by the governor.